Track 6, Vision Norfolk's Tip of the Month. This month, the tips from Vision Norfolk are tools and tricks to use in the kitchen. Dorothy Sneesby is going to read their suggestions.
Preparing your food and drink can be an important step of your daily routine, a way to stay connected to old passions, or just a fun way to spend some time alone or with friends. There are lots of tools and tricks available to make the kitchen easier to navigate. We have put together a few of our favourites for you this month. Simple low-tech solutions can often be just as helpful as an expensive bit of kit. One thing that is very important when preparing to cook is organisation. If you know where everything is, then you are less likely to run into problems. Try keeping crockery, utensils and ingredients in the same places to help you to find what you are looking for more easily. Using a bowl for peelings can help reduce work surface clutter. Some people also find using mugs to hold utensils can make them easier to find and are out of the way when trying to prepare food. Being able to label containers is essential to ensure we eat what we mean to and that food is safely within expiration dates. There are a wide range of labels that do not require sight. The most important thing is that you find a system that works for you. Placing plastic bands around cans can allow for quick distinction when necessary. For example, if you know all the cans with two bands have corn. Though this tactic allows for limited variety, it can be effective in a pinch and doesn't require any extra tools. Similarly, you can use bump-ons, tactile dots, or even adhesive letters to mark tactile marks that you recognise. Alternatively, you can use a pen friend, which is an audio labeller that allows you to record your own voice onto labels. To find out what is on a label in the first place, there are a number of apps, including TapTapC and Be My Eyes, which can help read labels for you. When preparing food, contrast can be helpful for people who have some sight. It may be easier to cut food on chopping boards that contrast the colour of the item you are cutting. You can identify the cutting edge of the knife blade without touching it. Since the cutting edge is usually curved, try rocking the knife blade forward and backward on the tabletop to determine when the cutting edge, which should rock, is facing downward. A chopping board with a funnel end is very useful when directing food into a pan or bowl. When dealing with heat and hot liquids, some simple and more complex devices can help manage heat levels and ensure you keep yourself safe. Highly visible and tactile bump-ons can be stuck to surfaces. Often these are used to indicate popular temperatures around oven dials. There are talking versions of most common kitchen equipment, including microwaves, timers, and thermometers. Those were just a few of the tips that have been worked out by kitchen wizards who navigate them with low or no vision. As with most things, what works for one person may not work for another. If you want to talk about your situation or arrange a time to come in and try out some equipment, please call our low vision advisor, John, on 01603 57300 extension 323.
Thank you, Dorothy. I'm learning a lot from these Vision Norfolk contributions.